This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Hexclad, blending stainless steel and nonstick tech for unmatched performance. Save up to 30% off by clicking the link below. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 755.
755.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's snapping in?
I'm thinking. not too much. Just, you know, been chilling, as they say.
That's right. Weather's fucking super nice, you know.
Weather's been solid. Life's been solid. So it's more sunny. There's more daylight. Now when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, ooh, it's already light out. Sweet.
Yeah, and it's, I think we're starting to go past 8 o'clock to sunset now.
Heck yeah. It's almost beach season. I went out for my first run of golf over the weekend. Shadowcase. Nice. So,
did you go local near you?
Yeah, right here, the course by my house. And I felt good. I was doing really well. And then I had three blow up holes, and that ruined my rounds where I shot, I think, a 7, a 6, and an 8. Like, spread out, but otherwise pretty consistent pars and bogeys the rest of the time, so I'm feeling good about that.
Yeah, it's a good way to start the season off.
It is a good way to start. It's a stupid game, but it's amazing at the same time.
It is. I got a new baseball bat to bring out with us the next time we go.
Perfect. Yeah.
I found a Easton, like a nice Easton baseball bat, black. It was $2 at a fucking resale shop. So I'm like, I got to buy that. Got to upgrade. My other one from whacking golf balls with it for 20 years has so many gashes on it. Because you don't realize, like, when you're making the contact with such a hard object, like the divots and slashes it puts in a fucking, like, a 1980 baseball bat that I've had since a fucking kid. Might as well put that in here with my hockey tape job handle, you know. It's all good in the hood. So, I guess we start UFC 328 recap with Sean Strickland, Khamzat Chimaev.
Yeah, can we start with a little bit of weigh-in controversy?
Yeah.
Real quick. Hopefully this works. I don't know. Lately, I've been trying to share shit with Zoom, and it's not working. There it is. Can you see the video?
Yeah.
Here they are having a little weigh in. There's some talking. Chimaev just goes, "Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and kick you, man."
Right in the balls.
Yeah. Whatever. Strickland's crazy. He's going crazy. Mm-hmm. He's calling him a fucking bitch. There's other music in the background of this, so I can't play the audio.
Yeah. But,
you know, that happened.
Yeah. And it looked like they said Chimaev had a rough weight cut.
Like 49 pounds or something crazy,
something,
was it?
46, 49. Like, what are you, Anthony Rumble Johnson? What the fuck, crazy, dude? Because I think they were alluding to that on the broadcast, that he was bulking up to go to 205, and then they're like, oh, you have this, you know, 185 fight. So he had that coming in, and then Strickland, he said he dislocated his shoulder like a few days before the fight. So his right shoulder was fucked up. And I think Rogan picked up on that during the fight when he was saying, man, like, Sean isn't throwing a lot of right hands. It must be like he's still hurt from that motorcycle accident he got into. I'm like, well, he was a little jacked up. So both guys a little fucked up coming into this. And I guess I was a little surprised from the crowd reaction. Like, they were so pro Strickland, which I didn't think that. And just the other observation is just Strickland, kind of an odd stance. It's similar to that BJ Penn
Oh
one
yeah.
because he
I knew
stands
you were gonna
so
say that.
fucking erect. I'm
He
like,
does.
this is so bizarre the way he stands, but he's just super effective with the way he disguises when the punches are coming, and he's pretty good with the defense. So I don't know. What was your thoughts on this fight?
Well, okay, a couple things. When they had round one right before it started, I don't think I've ever seen two happier guys. They were so happy. I was like, man, how fucking insane do you have to be that you're about to go into a war with somebody and you're that happy? Like, I would be terrified, and they're just like, yep, I am. I'm so excited. But I mean, I thought Chimaev looked good in round one, and then round two, I don't know, he lost gas like somewhere halfway
Yeah, he
through.
looked like he blew out all his energy because he basically grapple fucked Sean, what, the whole first
Whole
round?
first round was
And
pretty
then came out
boring.
round two, he 100% gassed.
Yeah, and Strickland kind of took over for a couple of rounds, and I think Chimaev recovered. What is it in the fourth round, right?
Yeah,
And then
fourth round, he
I thought they went in
recovered.
even, and round five to me felt like it could have gone either way. So I don't know. So it's a really close fight. What was your take?
Yeah, I mean, I had first round Shamayev, second and third round Strickland, fourth round Shamayev, and my note was even he seems re-energized. And
Yeah, the
then
fourth round. Yep.
I had fifth round for Strickland where he was winning most of the exchange. And I think that's when he landed like the biggest right hand where it kind of rocked Shamayev towards the end of the round. And then whatever takedown Shamayev got in the fifth round, like Sean luckily got up right away. Within like I don't know maybe 10 seconds, so
Yep.
wasn't because everyone's like, oh, you can't don't let him finish on top. It'll be the end of the round for you in the fight. So, I mean, split decision is probably the right call. You know, it. Yeah, I see it going either way. But I mean, on my card, I had Strickland, and I think like half of the MMA media was for Shamayev and half was for Strickland. So
Yeah.
that. That's exactly how a split should work. So I think it was the right call.
It was. Do you think they're going to run it back?
I hope the fuck not. I don't want to see that again. I
No.
mean, it wasn't the most exciting. It's kind of, I don't know, not boring, but I'd prefer more action.
Yeah, and maybe it gets Chimaev to change his style a little bit. I don't know. Because, who knows? A loss? Because he was like undefeated, kind of
Yeah.
basically. So.
I don't know, was he 19-1 now or something?
Strickland didn't escape that without damage. There's video of him after in the
Yeah.
press conference. He was pretty jacked up.
I have pictures of both guys. Let me pull
Yeah.
this up here. So yeah, I think at some point he was just like leading with his face. Like just
Yeah.
let me
Right.
catch the strikes with my face. And his nose was just blown up. So yeah, you're Sean,
Oh,
like that
geez.
nose is wrecked, and then Shumayev, it's kind of black and white, but you know, he's ganked up pretty good. And I would imagine by tomorrow they'll probably post some more pictures of each other's faces and damage, but you know, good for Sean. The crazy thing was, you know, going into that, I'm like, I don't see a way Sean can win this fight unless Shumayev is injured and maybe a terrible weight cut is your injury.
Yeah, I think that didn't help.
Not at all. I mean, good for him to recover, but it took him two rounds to fucking get it back together. So, and then what else? Oh, Jim Miller got a guillotine win, so that was cool. So now he has in the UFC most fights, most wins, and most finishes in UFC history.
Nice. I believe he did a little call out to Conor McGregor at some point after this too. He said he liked to fight that guy.
That's not
I don't think it's gonna happen.
it. We're not putting a fucking jiu-jitsu guy against Connor. Fuck that. Because the side note is the rumor is he's gonna fight Max Holloway, and
The
I don't want
summer.
to see that fight. But okay, I'd
You
rather
talking about
see
Miller or Connor?
Connor
Okay.
fighting Holloway. Like that's what it says or sounds like it's gonna happen. Everyone
Okay.
talking about that, but I'm like, I guess weird. But Max isn't going to take him down. So that's all you need. You need people who are going to stand and bang. So I don't have anything else for the card unless you have
No,
anything.
I think I'm good. I'm
All
good.
right. Do a little sponsor.
Sure, let's do a little sponsor. Today's audio and video is in partnership with Manscaped, the men's grooming brand trusted by over 13 million men worldwide. Thrilled to unveil the latest masterpiece from Manscaped, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in the new Desert Sand colorway. The special edition trimmer pairs rugged style with precision and performance. Inspired by endless horizons and built for those who thrive off the beaten path, this isn't just a trimmer, it's your ultimate tool for conquering the wildest terrain. Just a quick PSA though, there are limited quantities available in this colorway, so you gotta act fast if you want it. Let's check it out. Unleash your grooming game with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra Desert Sand. Experience unparalleled precision with the next-gen dual skin-safe blade heads, one trimmer blade and one foil blade designed for flawless performance.
That's right. You're part of the OG Manscaped family. This trimmer is a tribute to the classics, upholding the same features that we've all come to love: rechargeable lithium-ion battery, RPM technology for top-notch performance, travel lock for seamless portability, USB-C charging, and a comprehensive three-level battery life indicator. Join over 13 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for all their grooming needs and get the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in colorway desert sand while supplies last. Get 15% off plus free shipping with code MMA15 at manscaped.com. That's 15% off plus free shipping with code MMA15 at manscaped.com. Oh, back to the
Back to
show.
the show.
Ooh, also coming up this weekend, we have this Ronda Rousey Gina Carano card.
Oh yeah. Totally forgot that was
I
this
know.
weekend. Thought
It's
that was 2 weeks.
like I'll pull it up here again. So we've got Rousey, Carano, Ngannou versus whoever. Nate Diaz, Mike Perry, a couple other pies, Junior Dos
Oh wow,
Santos.
Santos. That Mike Perry fight is and Diaz is the one I'm looking forward to the most, I
Yeah.
think. So although Diaz is that's a tough one.
As I'm gonna just fucking jetting through
Hey,
here.
look, they have all the pictures of all the fighters. That's crazy.
Imagine that. They actually care.
And the website actually looks snazzy.
Yeah.
I wonder what the viewer is gonna be. Is the website gonna work? Maybe I'll just watch it on replay. But it's cool. I think this is really cool that this is happening because it's competition. And I'm gonna just get a do you have a prediction for Rousey versus Carano? What do you think?
You think Carano's been out of the game for fucking, I don't know, 17 years or so. It's, I don't even remember. It's a long fucking
Yeah.
time. So based on that, and Ronda hasn't been out that long, and Ronda was still, even though she was in the WWE, she still had to be physically active and maintaining,
Yeah.
while Gina could be not as much and doing acting
She
and
was like
stuff.
depressed and eating, cookies for a while there.
Right. So, I mean, just based on that, I tend to pick Ronda. Plus, I don't want to say it, but I think it's going to be Ronda first round armbar. I just think it's just too natural for her. She just gets her paws on Gina. I would like to see Gina just fucking light her up and knock her out. I just don't see it happening. Anything can happen, but I think it's my gut is 70-30 Rousey Carano.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to. I think I my only question is Rousey going to be doing judo throws or not? I think Carano can
Yeah,
stuff
she
that.
will.
I think she will, but I think Carano can stuff that. So then what happens? I don't know. I think
If she
Carano.
stuffs it, then she's fucked. Because if we're just throwing hands, she has no chance.
Rousey? Yeah, that I'm thinking Carano can stop this judo throw. And if that happens, I think she can win. I just don't know. I'm gonna go controversial and say Carano
Good.
wins this by KO.
Good.
I think
That's what I want.
that's my thought. I think she'll be able to stop it. Maybe not every time, but after the first one or two, I think, yeah. It'll be interesting to see how much cardio these women both have, because I don't know how hard they're gonna be able to go.
Well, I would say the drug testing is probably lax.
Perfect. That's what
So,
we want.
I've got current pictures of Rousey. So let me pull this up. So here's the current shape.
Okay. good shape.
She's in phenomenal condition. Although my Twitter feed wants to give me AI pictures of her for some reason.
Oh my God.
Like, she does not
Good
have a
Lord.
dump truck on her.
That would be ridiculous.
I know. I'm like, it's a little different from this to that. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's a little different. It, fucking AI, Twitter. Come on, motherfuckers.
A lot of truck.
It is. Let's see what else. Oh, Francis Ngannou. There was video of him. I don't know. He was squatting like fucking 900 pounds or something. I think
Oh,
I
I think he
have.
wins that fine hands down. It's not even gonna be close.
Yeah. I think I could share this. I gotta turn the fucking volume off. Oh, 720. This is an interesting squat machine. I've not seen this before.
It is.
It's basically a belt with a chain, and then you can just get some nice deep squats without carrying a load on your fucking back.
That is good. It's like around, yeah, your lower back. Interesting. 810
Fucking
pounds.
810. That is insane. And you wonder how why he generates so much fucking power. Oh, no reason.
He makes
Fucking
it look easy.
squatting 810. It's so
That is a
retarded.
strong fucker. Well, now that you brought that up, let me show you something interesting
Yeah.
because I've been like addicted to the hang on, let me show you.
Want a fucking shot?
Addicted to these AI thingies. I have one for Ngannou I was going to play later. Hopefully, I can share the sound.
Up and ready to go.
Oh, you gotta turn the sound off. Yep. What
There he is.
the fuck?
Ngannou versus a hamster. And bam.
I think a little more would have. I think he'd probably knock the head off of
Oh, I love how he's got like a mask on.
that. Yeah. Fucking
I think
COVID.
that is what's gonna happen this weekend, is my prediction. Something very, very similar to that.
Like the overeem, the uppercut head snapper,
From hell, yeah.
Pez. Like, oh my God, it's so brutal. Yeah, I don't know who that guy is. And then like that Perry Diaz fight, I think Perry wins that
He
all day
should,
long.
yeah.
He's current. Nate's kind of recreational fighting now. And I know they had some kind of like sit down interview. I didn't watch it because I don't think they were, they don't hate each other. So they're not fucking trash talking each other. So it's just, it's weird, right? Because you're used to both of those guys. I think they just respect each other. So they're not like we're not going to fucking trash talk each other.
Yeah.
And then what else is happening out there?
What else do we have? Oh, the Enhanced Games, not this weekend, but coming up the following weekend. I know we've talked about this a little bit before, but
Yeah.
May 24th in Vegas, that's coming up. The no drug testing, Olympics alternate, and I think they have like track swimming, weightlifting, and they allow the medically supervised performance enhancements, right?
Yeah.
And they're giving away bonuses for like whatever you can do. Like if you can break world records, they're giving like up to $1 million for broken world records. So I think it's going to be
That's
on,
awesome.
I don't know if it's only on Roku, but I know that it's on Roku. So
Yeah, I'd like to see what they do in these sports. Powerlifting definitely would be interesting. They should break every single, because I don't know what all sports will be entailed, but I know swimming. I've seen guys already doing swimming. I would imagine
yeah, there's
powerlifting.
the enhanced game, enhanced.com is the website, and they kind of list a few things. They show like a lot of like track and field, swimming, weightlifting, running shit. So it looks like swimming, track, weightlifting, and strongman are the four major events.
Yeah.
So
That should be good.
something to keep an eye on, I think.
And I would like to see, hopefully they'll tell you what these guys are taking. Like
Oh, okay, like there's
here's
a
my
cocktail.
stack of what I took to get to this performance. Here's where I was pre-drugs. Here's my baseline. Here's what I started putting in my body, and now here's what I got to. So
Yeah.
you can kind of track, oh, this is what they loaded with. I got EPO and fuck, God knows what they're gonna run, but I want to see what you're gonna run just to know. And then how hard of a drug test can they fail? They should do that too. and see
Oh,
how many
like
red
actually test
flags.
them? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
Make
God.
sure. You got to make sure they're fucking enhanced if you're in an enhanced game. So I love it. There's a lot of White House action happening for this UFC White House card. So we had, I've got like four things. So let me start here. Alex Pereira and Ciryl Gane on the lawn squaring off. Oh, it looks so badass. It's weird to see them in suits, but I get it because you're at the White House. You want to be fucking dressed nice.
Yeah, you can't be. Yeah.
And then, they're in there with Trump fucking talking around table. And then two of the things, you have new fight kits that for some reason don't want to fucking show
Oh,
up.
I got those if you want me to show it.
Yeah, go, let me back out and then go ahead in because they're not loading for me for some reason.
Okay, here. I got this version of it from Insta. Here they are, like kind of wearing the different fight kits
Yeah.
combos. I think they're pretty sharp. They kind of look like Olympic teams, you
Yeah,
know?
that's how it should be.
Yeah.
USA.
Go USA.
Making everybody wear USA colors. I love it. And then the fucking new belt. That looks fucking so cool. The fucking red, white, and blue with the flag. And I forgot what there were some stats like, oh, there's so many diamonds and this and that. And there's only four and blah, 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 or whatever. We'll never make more. It's fucking cool. So it looks like they're trending in the right direction for having a fucking epic card. But unfortunately Strickland can't turn around within a month because now he's your champion. He would be a great American champion, but again, he's gonna say some wild shit. So
You got to watch out for that. Yeah.
maybe don't interview him. Just
He
let him
can't be
fight.
controlled. Yep.
Yeah. What else is going on out there?
Let me see. So you covered some of the stuff that I had. I have one more little news thing, and then I just got some weird shit. So, okay. Alex, speaking of promoting, Alex
Yeah.
Pereira here is at Yankee Stadium throwing out the first pitch. Not bad.
Yeah.
There he goes.
Got it over.
He got it over. It's hard to do, but pretty solid. Part of the promotion. I think they're ramping up. It's gonna be like everywhere. So
Yeah, it should be. I
yeah.
mean, and it's costing him a shitload. And I think Dana was even saying that they're not allowed to even sell anything. Like he said, you can't sell hot dogs, beverages, or merchandise because they're on federal land. So I don't know how that's going to work.
So how
Like,
do they
who
feed these
sells that?
people?
Right. Like, you have to provide something. Unless is everything going to be free? Like, you can't
I
serve
don't get it. Why
alcohol.
is that a law? I don't get it.
I have no idea. Because I'm thinking about the 80,000 people that are
Yeah.
going to be like in the park. Or is it just bring your own?
I mean, that sounds dangerous. The whole thing, is it going to be another Woodstock fiasco where it's going to be
Yeah,
like
do you have enough
people
porta
dying?
potties to fucking facilitate 80,000 fucking people there? That's crazy.
I wonder who does the math on that. I always, when you go places, I'm like, how do they decide how many shitters to put in a place? Like,
There's a formula for
is
sure.
there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like how many, but I feel like they don't always give you enough anyway, because you've seen some of the lines. You just brought up the Woodstock. Remember, like
Yeah.
the, I think people just started shitting in the fields or something. Because
They
like,
did.
I'm not fucking waiting in line for an hour and a half to take a shit.
Yep.
Get some more Conor McGregor fun. This time he's doing a little bike race with the
Oh, I
motorcycles.
have that exact one. Damn it. There's been like three or four that you've news stories that you've done. Yeah, that's funny. He's everywhere.
He's fucking taking over and go.
He's doing the racing that it's like a little around town bike and
And
he's
I don't
beat.
know why he's the pug always.
He does. It's his little buddy.
Pugging his thing. It's fucking always out there. And then I have a handful of other things, but
Go for it.
it's gonna go off the rails if I go on a run here. Do you want me to go off the
Go on and
rail?
run. Go crazy.
Okay. I'm just gonna take a second to, I got like five things to open up
To
here.
recoup, to like prepare yourself for off the rails.
Yes. It's five. And then, yep, let me get this last one. Everything's probably already playing. So we got McGregor. I gotta see. Can I do sound? Yeah. So first, I've never seen, you see these. It won't let me pause the video. Okay, cool. This is the weirdest shit ever. You see these chiropractor videos, right? From other countries where they're doing
Oh
like
yeah.
weird shit. So here's a different take on that. So here's a woman getting a spinal adjustment.
Да.
Like, what the fuck, man? You just strike someone in the spine now and that counts?
That woman is tiny too.
Yeah.
She's like,
And he just like fucking hammer fisted her right in the spine. Oh. Let me just pull your arm out of the fucking
that just is
socket.
not
That's
okay.
not street legal, whatever he's doing.
Good Lord.
Not street legal. So it's all that. There's beach wrestling championships
Oh,
now.
okay. Nice.
So I think this is a sport we can get behind.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I'm assuming this is maybe Brazil. This is from somewhere. It's translated, so good on that. And now I got another fun
I
face-off.
feel like it's the same video, just different. What's happening?
Don't know.
These outfits are amazing.
Things are popping
What
out.
is the guy in the middle wearing? What is this outfit?
It's a good question. I didn't even
That's
see him, Ingo. The guy's fucking
why I
camouflaged.
didn't
Like,
see
what
him
are
at
you looking
first. I'm
at?
like, what the? Okay. He's trying to blend in. It's like,
Yeah.
oh
So,
man. Okay.
they're going for it. And then here's another interesting weigh-in. So I don't know what this sport is, but so this is how we weigh in now for,
We're just pulling our pants down.
yeah, apparently.
Is the other girl gonna do the same?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Apparently, I don't know what
Do you get
league
like
this
extra
is.
points for doing that?
I feel like you should, but I feel like the first one committed more. That one just kind of
Second one
half-assed
was
it.
embarrassed.
I don't know if there was any more to that. I just saw the two. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then tweet of the week, Paulo Costa. He just says, never do that. I'm just saying, this is Khamzat Chimaev and Roundtree
It's like neck strengthening activity.
training. Yeah, I get what he's saying. It doesn't look great. That doesn't look great.
Does that actually work though?
Oh, the sound, la la la, music, stop. I don't know, but looks gay as fuck. Maybe that's why he lost. Doing too
Because of
much.
the neck, too much up and down.
Yeah. Yeah. What else you got? I just have knowledge left at this
I'm
point.
with you. Knowledge, yep.
Okay. What do you got? Fucking
What do I
knowledge.
got? That's a good question. Hang on, I lost what I got. You can go first if you. Damn it.
Yeah, I got. I'm trying to open some shit
Nope, I got it
here.
back. Here we go.
Yeah, go ahead.
There was a come on. Here we go. There was a fight in Turkey. I don't know if you saw. I'm not. I can't share sound, but like, so this guy in the white wins, right? And he's celebrating. He's going for it. And then some crazy stuff happens. He goes over and he's like trying to talk to the guy because he KO'd him. And then suddenly a melee erupts. And everybody's coming at him. There's a chair. It's like they're throwing chairs,
I
man.
don't understand the fascination with throwing chairs. Like, when did that? I think that started on Jerry Springer,
I
the
think you're
Jerry
right.
Springer show.
It's funny you said that because I was like going to say, doesn't this look like a reality TV show? Remember
Yeah.
those days? I don't even know who watches reality TV shows anymore.
I
But I
don't
meant to show
know.
this earlier, and then we'll make this my knowledge. So, I mean, you get the hint. It just goes more and more crazy.
Yeah, the weird thing is, like, if this is the main event, like, shouldn't they just have like a water cannon or just like
Just hold them all
bear
down.
spray and fucking
Yes.
shh, like get in line, people. I know you're gonna clear out the whole fucking place, but if there's 100 people in the rings throwing bombs, you might want to get a little aggressive. So, I don't know if you saw this. There was this deer call world championship in
Deer
Germany.
calling, did you say?
Yes.
Oh.
I gotta do a little, see if I can play it. I think I can do the sound, but there's some interesting techniques here. So we'll start here.
Well,
Well, What are we doing here? And you go,
I don't know. That looks weird.
these guys are deep throating some people. This is some of the gayest shit I've ever
This is
seen.
very gay. So, yes.
I'll cleanse the palate for you. Here's Joanna Joan
Oh, hey.
Jacek. She's saying hi. She looks
Healthy.
fit. And then, I don't know why Joanna's showing up on my feed all the time, but I think that's a good way to close it out, no?
Because you keep looking.
Probably. You click on one video and that's all you get. This guy likes Ronda Rousey dump truck pics. Let's give it to him. Cool, man. Thanks. And on that note, we can shut down.
Alrighty, well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingle Weggle.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.